Welcome back to Patriots Preview, driven by the all-wheel drive 2019 Honda Pilot at your New England Honda dealers. Mark Bertrand alongside Chris Gasper and Howl at the Moon, Patriot Place. Time now for Coffee with the Coach, brought to you by Dunkin'. This Patriots season, the pregame starts at Dunkin' for DD Perks members, because on game day, Dunkin' is offering Patriots fans two times the points on any size beverage. So don't just celebrate your team's success from the sidelines. Participation may vary. It's a limited-time offer. Scott Zolak inside Gillette Stadium, standing by with the coach. So,
all right, thanks a lot, Beetle. Joined now by Patriots head coach Bill Belichick. And, Coach, later and later we get in the year. Each of these games gets more and more critical. Tough week. You came back after the loss on a red eye. Yeah, you had to hurry up, turn around, get ready for the Chiefs, plus get a bunch of guys healthy. How's the team looking heading into this game here this afternoon?
I think we're as ready to go as we can be. You know, this is a team that we've had some background with, but there's some things that are new, and you know, we're different than we were last time we played them, and they're a little bit different. So we'll see how it all comes together today, but I'm sure it'll be a very competitive game.
Nick Folk, pretty much a timeline you expected for him, or maybe did he get back a little bit quicker than maybe what you anticipated?
Yeah, I think you never really know with an injury like what he had. It's just involves some internal healing, and just don't know how long that is or isn't going to take. But you know, he missed the Houston game, but he should be good to go today.
James Ferentz gets started center, I assume, this afternoon. Tough kid. He's got released by you three times. Sometimes you think your career's over, and then you end up back here. Here you are starting against Kansas City Chiefs and everything you guys are fighting for. How was his week?
Oh, good. Good. James is one of our most consistent players. He comes to work every day. And you know, he's ready to go, gives us his best effort. You can count on that 365 days a year from that kid. So I'm sure he's excited for the opportunity. And you know, he did a good job for us last week against Houston, last quarter and a half. So I'm sure he'll be ready to go today.
I think when sometimes fans look at a running back, they look at it from a fantasy perspective. You want to get the ball 30 times, carry for 150. But you look at the numbers last week, pretty effective running the football. You guys starting to feel like you're running the football, you know, both with Sony, Burkhead, and obviously James last week?
Well, as you know, Scott, a lot of it is just week to week. So what we did last week and whether we're able to do that again this week or not, you know, we'll just have to see. But it's good when you can have balance on your offense. But if the defense wants to take something away, then you know, we have to be ready to adjust. So we'll just have to see how it goes here.
Chiefs and Andy starting to hit their stride here a little bit. They get some guys back. Obviously, looks like Mahomes is getting back to speed after the knee injury. Is this the fastest Chiefs team and Andy has had that you have to coach against?
Yeah, probably is. These guys have a lot of speed and at every position, so they definitely challenge you down the field. But it's not all downfield throws. Yeah. They stretch in, can get the intermediate and short routes, and if you're light on the short routes, they can catch and run you for big plays too. So they have a very well-balanced offense, good scheme, good players, and they're hard to stop.
It's something they've had before, regardless of who the running back today. It's like LeSean McCoy, and you've faced him before with other teams. But those backs, he trusts them to get downfield. I'm talking second-level, third-level catches, right?
Yeah, they'll be on all. They factor in all three levels of the passing game. That's right. You know, it's mostly short routes and check down screens and wide routes out of the backfield. But they run some intermediate routes, and they certainly run deep on the wheel routes and seam patterns, things like that. We saw plenty of that last year in the championship game.
A lot of similarities, like you said, and there's some other things that have changed. Bob Sutton, no longer coordinator. Steve Spagnuolo, and you've coached against him. You understand what he does. How much extra work do you have to look in to study and say, okay, they're not the same defense? And I know you got guys like Clark up front, you know, no Houston this year, but how different are they than last year?
Well, as you mentioned, the scheme's totally different. Spags' scheme is totally different than Sutton's scheme. So 3-4, 4-3, there's, you know, the fundamentals are, you know, quite different, and their play calling and schematics are different too. So some of the players are the same, some aren't. Certainly Chris Jones is a big problem for us, and Ragland played well against us last year, and so you know, we'll see some of those guys, and then we'll see some new faces here. And
Jones is a guy that kicked downside, plus what you're talking about, his size too, his length, right?
Yeah, he's long, he's very athletic, and he's hard to block in a running game and a passing game. He's just he's a big man. It's just, you know, like a Richard Seymour, you know, type of guy, like that kind of length, that kind of strength and power inside. You know, it's just a tough matchup no matter who's blocking him.
How's Clark look? You know, you probably studied him a little bit when he was at Seattle, but as far as how he fits Steve's game.
He's mainly plays on the perimeter, plays on the edge, and essentially has replaced D Ford in a different scheme. I would say Clark's a little bigger, a little more physical, not as maybe fast as some of the other guys they've had on the edge before. But, you know, maybe his overall game's a little more balanced.
Do they let Honey Badger sniff around? I know he likes to come up a lot, like sort of like Chung does in the box for you guys. But his ability to get up and get physical in the run game.
Yeah, he has some different roles. It kind of depends on how they want to play him. There's times where he's in the middle part of the field. There's times when he's rotated down. There's times when he's on the slot. It really just depends on how they want to match up that particular game with their personnel against either 12 personnel or 11 personnel, and you know what kind of role they want to use him in. So he's pretty versatile, and they try to put him where he can be most effective. And we'll have to see where that is today. It'd be interesting to see how they play it.
Okay, last one for you too. Play the whistle, right, with this quarterback? No plays ever dead.
No, absolutely not. Nope. He can keep plays alive, and as we know, the receivers are very good at improvising and going deep. They're around those type of plays a lot from him. So, yeah, our ability to finish plays and play to the whistle is critical.
I know you love coaching these games, playing chess in these types of games. I love calling these type of games. Good luck today against the Chiefs, Coach. Go get them.
All right, thanks, Scott. Appreciate it.
All right, start back up the Beetle at Howl at the Moon.
Thanks, so. Bill Belichick, brought to you by the New England Carpenters Union. It's time to build. To learn more, visit NERCC.org. Zoe will join us on the field inside the stadium as we get ready for Patriots Chiefs. That's coming up next on the Safety Insurance 98.5 Sports Hub Patriots Radio Network.